T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Before we get to that, a reminder that every Friday is a football Friday during the football season. This Friday, Rich, make a note, we are in Edo at Little Woodrow's.
Yeah, all over it, man.
Okay, good. All right.
That's good.
You're always on it. I just want to make sure you knew.
Not always.
Okay, well, this Friday you're feeling good, I can tell. Little Woodrow's in Edo, so come join us down there. It'll be the aftermath of 3 playoff baseball games. So,
well, we'll be previewing the World Series at that point.
That's what we hope for. That is the wish.
Astros in 5.
Yep. And right now it's trending towards Astros and Brewers. So that'll be that would be intriguing. I'm personally rooting for a rematch. That was fun playing the Dodgers last year.
It never gets old beating the Dodgers and the Red Sox.
Yep.
And I'll throw you a quick number. I know we're off course here, but just briefly. Brewers won game 3 on the road to take a 2-1 lead.
Okay.
Teams in the history of best of 7 series who are on the road and took a 2-1 lead win 75% of the time.
Interesting. Some of those stats, Rich, at times I'm like, okay, well, there are inherent, not biases, but there are inherent things about stats like that that are naturally going to trend the stat in that direction.
But that's a big number.
I get it.
75 is a big number.
Yeah. But the reason I say that is you're saying road teams that win game 3.
Road teams that win game 3 to go up 2-1.
Yeah.
Win 75% of the series.
Yeah. I don't feel it's this way with the Red Sox and the Astros necessarily, but a majority of the time, inherently, that team's going to be the better team because they have home field advantage in the series. So they were better during the regular season. You know what I mean? It's not one of those stats where 2 things are equal and we're saying, wow, these 2 things are equal, but they do this 75% of the time.
If you're on the road for game 3, you're likely the favorite in the series.
That's right. Which means you're probably the better team. Now, this series with the Astros and the Red Sox, I think, is an exception, as do the odds makers who made the Astros the favorite before this series started. The favorite is the team that didn't have home field advantage.
Didn't have home field against a 108-win team.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
It is.
We say all this to say that this Friday is a football Friday.
Does that make those odds makers stupid people doing stupid things?
No, that they made the Astros a favorite? No, I would say it makes them smart. You know what? The odds makers are the smartest ones that get the money on both sides.
Well, that's
true. They guarantee a win for the sports book. Those are the smart odds makers. Football Friday is brought to you by Coors Light and the Low T Center. Come see us at Little Woodrow's in Edo. Rich, would you like to go first?
No problem. My story comes from Down Under, where, as you know, we've discussed, Jenny and I spent 10 days in the Sydney, Australia area over Christmas. It was awesome.
Would you go back?
In a heartbeat.
Would you go back even if your daughter didn't live there?
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not obviously as much of a reason to go there as there is when she's living there, but sure, it was beautiful. I would go. It's an unbelievable winter vacation to take.
Yeah.
Middle of summer over there. So one of the things we did, and this was one of the more boring things we did, probably me more than Jenny, was watch a little bit of Australian TV.
Okay.
And I remember watching, who's the point guard in Minnesota for all those years out of Spain?
Ricky Rubio.
I remember
with the Jazz now.
I watched Rubio on a local Barcelona TV station when I was in Spain.
Yeah, he's a big star over in Barcelona.
He was. So among the programs I noticed on Australian TV, as limited as the options were, was a program that's a complete ripoff of the Today Show.
Okay. It's like the Australian version of the Today Show?
It's called Sunrise.
Oh, I thought it was going to be called, hey, Today, mate.
And the set looks identical. Even the graphics look like Today Show graphics.
Okay.
I mean, they're obviously trying to recreate something.
Right.
And from time to time, they've been in a little trouble over there, apparently for saying or reporting some controversial stuff. They like to be noticed. And they are really getting a lot of notice today. Because one of their co-hosts, David Koch, was involved in a conversation on air, I believe this was yesterday, on a panel alongside a co-host named Sam Armitage, another co-host named Natalie Barr, and a sports anchor named Mark Beretta. Beretta was reading a story about Usain Bolt. Are you up to speed on what he's done?
Yeah, they were just showing it up here on one of these ESPN shows. He's playing soccer now.
Soccer in Australia.
Yeah.
And in his very first game, he scored 2 goals.
Yeah, and they were like legit goals. They weren't just little tap-ins that anybody could have had.
Right. So much so that there's already talk of him transferring to a European league club at some point, which is in the world of soccer is a big promotion.
Now, the one thing I don't know, did he have some soccer in his background? Like, did he play back in the day in Jamaica when he was growing up
there? I have to believe he did.
Yeah.
Because he looked really good.
Yeah.
In
very
the
skilled.
Short time we've seen him. So they're talking about the possibility that he's so impressive so quickly that a team in a European league might be interested in acquiring his rights and promoting him to a higher level of the sport. That's what they were talking about. It's not quite what came out.
Do Mariners sell him for money? Will they make a lot of money out of it?
Yeah, they would get something good from it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
So it's a win-win, isn't it? I mean, you keep him as great, you sell him, so be it.
Well done, Mariners.
That's a tough world of professional
football. Good going. Yeah, all right. Who said slavery was... Sam Mack is on his A to Z tour of Australia.
One more time?
Who said slavery was...
Oh, boy. Who said slavery was... Anyway, no.
Oh, my God. As I was hearing that conversation, I'm like, please don't tell me. Like, you can kind of see the direction it's going in. I'm like, oh, God. Because it's in this segment.
Yeah.
And they're talking about selling contracts and things like that. I'm like, oh, please don't tell me that. Yep, they did.
Who said slavery was...
Dude. Oh, my God.
So David Koch did post a response on Twitter.
That's who said it? That's the guy who said that?
Yes.
Okay.
To explain himself. And
which one is he? Was he the sports guy or was he the...
He was one of the three co-anchors.
There's
like three hosts of Sunrise.
Okay.
And Mark Beretta was the sports guy talking about Bolt.
So he would have been like the Hoda Kotb or Matt Lauer back in the day.
Something like, yeah.
I watch the Today Show's on in the background every day in my house while I'm getting ready for the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's on in my house, too.
I like being able to get up to speed on things. You know, I only turn the volume up if they're talking about something that interests me. But I like to have something on in the house that's on current events, so I'm not a total clod.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. But just the way they present it is.
Anyways,
just...
back to this Australia crew.
Yeah, I want to hear, BMAC, if you could, I want to hear that again. As they're discussing his value and the chance that, well, the local Australian team, the Mariners, could make a lot of money if they sell Usain Bolt's rights to a club in a higher league.
The Mariners... sell him for money. Will they make a lot of money out of it?
Yeah, they would get something good from it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's pretty good.
So it's a win-win, isn't it? I mean, you keep him as great, you sell him, so be it.
Well done, Mariners.
That's a tough world of professional
football.
Good going.
Football. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Who said slavery was... Sam Mack is on his A to Z tour of Australia. Who said slavery was...
Like, he didn't say it again. You put it back in there.
Actually, whoever posted that video did it, and I told BMAC to leave it in there.
Okay, gotcha. So he didn't... I'm just double checking.
No, he didn't say it twice.
He didn't say it twice. Okay, checking.
That was the
in
video
case you didn't
version,
hear me the first time, Mike, what I said was, who said slavery was...
Right, that was the video version of a double take.
Okay, gotcha. They replayed it.
So David Koch posted a message on Twitter... As you might expect, he's getting killed on social media.
Rightfully so.
Quote, basically the use of the word slavery is a reference I've used to defend players who want to trade clubs or change jobs in sport that you can't keep them. It's a free world. There's no slavery anymore. People have rights. I admit it was clumsily put this morning when talking about Bolt shifting clubs so early, and I should have explained it better.
Yeah.
With all due respect, that doesn't help.
I'm not defending what the guy said. And I'm pointing this out because I'm pointing out that everybody universally gets killed for making the slavery comparisons. There are African-American players who have made comparisons to slavery and slave mentality. Like, totally, like, completely tone-deaf unself-aware.
They get a pass on the N-bomb, too, Sean.
No, I'm not even saying... But these guys, the guys that make the slavery comparisons that are African-American don't even get a pass on that sort of thing. So this guy,
I understand.
You know, he shouldn't get a pass either. I'm not saying the guy should be fired or anything like that. But whatever... whatever fury he's getting on social media, he probably deserves it for the next 24 to 48 hours.
No doubt about it.
It's a tone-deaf, clunky, and completely unself-aware analogy. The same way it is when it's made by African-American players who compare their plight, you know, with their union and things like that, not having guaranteed contracts to slavery sometimes.
If you're David Koch, that's the moment when you see your entire career pass before your eyes.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the guy like to know, like, is this the next in a long line? You know, is the guy making thinly veiled references to things like that all the time? And is this just the next one? Or did the guy try to make an analogy and then he pulled up at the wrong possible time? Like, he pulled up 3 seconds too late instead of 3 seconds too soon.
Well, I will tell you this, from my own experience over there, granted it was only 10 days, but from what our daughter has told us about living and working over there, our HR departments would have a field day over there.
I've heard that too. Actually, I've heard that from you. So yes.
Yeah. Whether it's inappropriate comments about coworkers or women or minorities, it's much more rampant than it is in our society.
All right. My all due respect story is a quick one. It's a visual one. And I would encourage people, I'll retweet this. I think I tweeted it earlier, but I'll retweet it again. Busted Coverage tweeted out this picture courtesy of one of their followers at JCell2110. And this person was at the Monday Night Football game last night between the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Really good seats, actually, right at midfield, down low, where you would want to be. Maybe not at midfield. It looks like it's probably just based on the people in front of them on the sidelines. Probably, I think, probably somewhere around one of the 20 or 25-yard lines.
Okay.
Okay? But down low, like, these are good seats. You're on the side. You're not down by the goal line. You're closer to midfield probably than you are the back of the end zone. And so when you look at your ticket, you're probably like, man, these are kick-ass seats. I'm down low. Except there's only one problem with this seat. You know how Monday Night Football does their deal, Rich. It's Jason Witten and Joe Tessitore up in the booth.
Yeah.
And they've got Booger McFarland sitting on some sort of...
Like a crane.
Like, right. Like one of those things you see at a construction site where they lift people way up in the air. They lift people up to fix telephone poles, except they've got it probably lowered to about 15 feet above ground.
Can I tell you, the first time I saw that, the first thing I thought of was somebody's getting their view blocked.
Yeah, check that out.
Oh, that is brutal.
Check that out. And the way that, so they're in the way of these fans who are paying hundreds of dollars for these tickets. I mean, these are kick-ass seats in Lambeau Field. And they think it's okay that they just put a TV up on the back of Booger McFarland's little dealio. Like, hey, look, you can see what's going on. We put a TV up there for you.
Mm.
With all due respect to ESPN, and forget about blocking people's view on the 25-yard line, this whole thing with Booger McFarland on this gurney out there is stupid. It's dumb. You're not getting any benefit out of it. It's basically like he's this awkwardly displaced third person in the booth anyways. Either put his ass on the sideline so he's getting stuff from down on the sideline we don't get, or put his ass up in the booth. He's good, by the way.
He is. Didn't they try that once with Paul McGuire back in the day?
I think they did.
And it didn't work out well.
And they kind of did it with Tony Siragusa on Fox, remember?
Up in the chair? I thought he was down on the ground.
He was, but they just stuck him on the goal line next to the uprights and didn't move him anywhere.
Right.
Because he's a fat ass and he probably can't move. But with all due respect, this is unacceptable for people who pay hundreds of dollars for those tickets.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would not want to be in that seat.
I might start
throwing things based on how much beer I have.
Yeah, advance warning for Texan fans who sit on the 25-yard line and are going to the Titans and the Texans the day after the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. That's the Texans' only Monday night game this year.
Yep.
Be prepared to watch parts of the game on television in front of Booger McFarland's fat ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
By the way, side note on last night's game, with all due respect, C.J. Beathard's pretty good.
He's not bad. He's kept them close in these games. I didn't watch the game last night, but he's, as backup quarterbacks go, he's pretty good. Did you hear who they're signing to be C.J. Beathard's backup?
Usain Bolt. No.
No, but I guarantee he's probably been drafted by a football team, not in the NFL necessarily, but probably
of
the other, like the Arena League.
He's still the world record holder in the 100 and 200.
I feel like the CFL might have drafted Usain Bolt at some point, like, you know, with like a 12th round pick or something. No, Tom Savage.
No kidding.
Expected to be signed by the San Francisco 49ers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
The league has spoken on a lot of the guys that the Texans used as integral parts of the team heading into last season, and they're either unemployed or inactive on Sundays, most of them.
Kind of like they're all linemen.
Their entire offensive line, other than Nick Martin, is basically either unemployed or they're dregs at the back end of a roster.
Sue Phil is making the minimum as a backup.
The Texans' starting quarterback in week one last year is just got signed to be a third stringer for the San Francisco 49ers, whose starter is C.J. Beathard, not Jimmy Garoppolo.
Correct.
Yeah, that happened. All right, we're good. That was all due respect, stupid people doing stupid things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.